The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Hello, my name is Father Brandon Lepak. And it's a real pleasure to be here with you just a week after my ordination to the priesthood at Our Lady's Cathedral, which was a thunderous occasion if you were there or happened to watch it. They pulled out all the stops on the organ, literally, with the timpani and the brass in the choir. And I was just overwhelmed, and I hope that you were able to be a part of it to see what a great event it is when the entire church comes together for something. I had the honor of being at the center of it, but we know that Jesus is really at the center of all of it and that all we do is for him. So it's a real honor to be here with you on my first assignment. And Father Irwin must trust me a little bit because he gave me all of the masses this week. Actually, you may know he's out of state doing a wedding that was scheduled before I was assigned here. So I think he trusts me, though. He'll be back Monday or Tuesday. Well, today, if you haven't had the chance to be at weekly masses, I'd just like to introduce myself a little bit before I get to the homily. I did grow up in Oklahoma City. I went to Christ the King from kindergarten through eighth grade and then graduated and went to McGinnis High School. And after that, I changed my major two or three times, but I eventually got a degree in English from the University of Central Oklahoma, and I'd studied languages and music as well. Music is one of my hobbies, and I play the drums and the bass and a few other instruments, and I was a cantor in the seminary. My family in Oklahoma City is Catholic on both sides, and we're a mix of Polish, German, Austrian, and a little Scots-Irish to throw in, if you know what that is, Scots-Irish, which is not exactly Irish. But my last name is Lepak, and it means little linden tree, actually. There we go. Some people might drink linden tea. It's supposed to calm you down. Well, after graduating from UCO, I worked as a teacher of English as a second language. And most of my students were adult or entering college, at least. And they came from all over the world. And I mean all over. They were from pretty much every continent. Asia, Africa, Latin America, all sides of Europe. And a few people even from New York were there. And I just lived with New Yorkers for 4 years in Massachusetts, where I finished seminary, so I got reintroduced to their accent. The priesthood for me is really a second career. While I was teaching, you know, I love teaching, I love languages and meeting all these people from around the world, but I always felt that there was something deeper that God was calling me to. And the more I kept chipping away at it and narrowing it down, I realized it was the sacraments and prayer. And finally, I realized that it was concentrated in the sacrifice of the altar and hearing confessions and the sacraments, and that was the greatest way to pray. So this really is the culmination of a long search and quest, and I'm very happy to start a second career here with you. So now, as I turn to the readings for today and enter into the Word of God, you know, all of us who have been baptized are, in one sense, are prophets of God. That's one of the gifts we've been given through the baptismal waters is the duty and the right to proclaim God's truth to the people. Did you know that you too are called to be prophets in this world and to send out a message of hope for everyone? You may say to yourself sometimes, I'm not a prophet. I don't feel like a prophet. I'm not sure what he's talking about. Well, I just want to be clear. I don't mean the type of prophet who predicts future events or the type of prophet who goes out and does strange things that people can't understand. I'm talking about the type of prophet who gives people what is needed in their age and time. That's what a prophet really is. It's someone who speaks to the needs of the age. And what's greatly needed today is the name of Jesus, that the holy name of Jesus will be preached again in society, and that his name will be honored on our lips. And so that's the type of message of hope I'm talking about, that all of us are called to be. Well, you may know that if you speak the truth, sometimes you'll be rejected. And don't be too frustrated. Don't lose heart, but take courage, because Jesus himself was rejected, especially in his hometown. Of course, it's not only religious people who are rejected. Even people who have a new idea or a new method are sometimes rejected. Listen to this well-known modern example. Thomas Edison developed many devices which greatly influenced life in the 20th century. Edison is considered one of the most prolific inventors in history, holding 1,093 U.S. patents to his name. But in his early years, teachers told Thomas Edison that he was too stupid to learn anything. That's what they told him. Work was no better. He was fired from his first two jobs for not being productive enough. Even as an inventor, Edison made 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at the light bulb, at inventing the light bulb. 1,000 unsuccessful attempts. Of course, all those unsuccessful attempts finally resulted in the design that worked. Isn't that amazing? If he hadn't failed and been rejected many, many times, we may not have the light bulb or working electricity as we know it. So Thomas Edison was a very brave man, and he knew in his heart that he was close to a great achievement. Well, in the same way, today's reading introduces Jesus as a prophet in his hometown, and when he steps into that synagogue and begins to speak with a wisdom the people have never heard, they can't accept it. They just look at him and say, hey, isn't he the carpenter's son? He's just a laborer. And that's very easy to do. We see what people normally do. They're kind of average, normal people. We don't know what's really going in their heart. Only God knows that. Where could he possibly get knowledge of divine things? They couldn't see into his heart and know that it was overflowing with prayer. This is the kind of heart we must cultivate. It's like having a fountain or a spring of pure living water buried in the middle of a garden. A prayerful heart gives us a hidden power and is so very pleasing to God. From our life of prayer, we will have the great outgoing power of hope. Hope is one of the greatest Christian realities there is. It's not just a word, it's a reality. It's a power. It's a beautiful word and a great gift from God. This is the type of prophet this age needs, prophets of hope. The problem we always face is this. God has revealed himself and calls us to join him, but we can never fully answer that call on our own power. And so if we fail, we feel frustrated. We say, God has offered this great thing to us, but we can't reach it because we're depending on our own power. But hope remembers God's promise. Hope knows that God is the one who will complete what he has begun. And hope shares with others the confident expectation of divine blessings in the beatific vision of God. The beatific vision is when we will see God face to face in heaven. So Almighty God, on this 4th of July, on this great celebration of our independence, bless us this week with a prayerful heart and a voice ringing with hope. Give us the courage to bring your light in the name of Jesus into the world. That is our challenge this week.